We are WNST, AM 1570, Tassel, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. The little bow tie underneath of me should say, it says 26 years. It's really been 27 years. And we're here for a cup of Super Bowl. Candy Cane Cash from the Maryland Lottery. Also, our friends at GBMC did a really special segment with my GBMC partners on Thursday at Pizza John's about domestic violence and abuse and survivors. We've been doing some tough, tough conversations this week. We've done some Hall of Fame conversations this week. We've done some charity. We've done homeless. We've done student shelters. We've done all sorts of things. These guys are two of the guys that helped me power things up. Bill Cole, of course, Cole Roofing, Gordian Energy, longtime sponsor of the WNST Tech Service, which Luke is manning over here, and Todd Schuler of Blondell, Miller, Schuler, and you are damn good lawyers, from what I understand,
correct? Damngoodlawyer.com.
All right, I met your brother yesterday, and you know, part of this thing, that, and Cole is my consigliere about all this. We're not 12 years out on my wife being diagnosed with cancer. It'll be 12 years November or March 20th. And I remember talking to you about, like, doing community stuff, and I said, well, I don't go to church. Luke goes on Sunday, but I want to do, like, a Thursday morning, like, my own little cathedral of conversations about the community and making the world a better place and all that. It begat all of the other stuff that we've done, begat Baltimore Positive, really. And then I last week I realized I'm AI'd up, I'm working hard, I'm selling, I got all these new sponsors that are coming on. And I didn't have time to, like, get a lot of charities on, you know. And it got late early. And a couple years ago, I did this live 8 hours a day. I killed myself. I said, I'm not doing that again. I'm going to keep this thing calm. But I was looking for 20 to 40 charities, you know, kind of like in that range to replace Super Bowl week for conversations. And I threw it out. And it turns out guys like you and people in the community are the reason I found every charity. Every charity that came said, oh, Trish sent me, or Schuler sent me, or Cole sent me, or somebody referred you, or I hit it on LinkedIn, or I saw what you were doing. This fellow here, Pete, is with Student Support Network. I did a thing with them like 6-7 years ago about pantries in Baltimore County and kids being fed, and I sent them a flyer. They didn't even make a time, and we and I'm like, get over here. We're going to do this. Of course we're going to do this. So Jason Lowe's Foundation is where I want to bring you in, Schuler, because I met your brother for the first time last night. And I'm out in Essex with a bunch of Towson people. They came over. They hung out. It was an unbelievable story that I wouldn't have known about because there's a connection point with all of it that you connected. And then that's really what the spirit of the whole thing was about, was me shouting, what's going on in our community? And the best people that I know started saying, well, these people are doing this for kids and these people are doing this for people. And Jason Lowe's was one of those. I almost cried last night. I mean, this woman lost her husband, and I think about where I was 12 years ago that begat all of this crap. And, yeah.
Yeah, well, Nestor, I really, really appreciate you engaging with them because, they, like you say, they really are a fantastic organization. And Lowe's himself, he was just such a good dude.
This was your friend.
He was a friend of mine. He had gone to college. Both him and his wife had gone to college with my brother, and I knew them from Brooks circles, although Cynthia and I went to different high schools together, but before they went to college. But yeah, good buddy, and genuinely a nice guy. I know you got the story last night, but I think when he passed away, his youngest was in eighth grade.
Ninth grade. It was only 2 years, less than 2 years ago.
Yeah. I think it'll be first part Preakness-y time, right? It'll be right around May or June that we lost Lowe's. But yeah, really suddenly. Healthy as an ox. He was the first guy I ever knew that did dry January, right? Like the whole 30, where you do like the 30 days off of carbs and beer and everything. And like he worked out, he was just in great shape, and he caught a septic infection and died within a couple of days. And it was really, really hard.
I lost a friend at 51. My wife's cousin lost her mate, and he got pneumonia and died. Like, and it happened so fast. And I told them on the segment, I was like, pneumococcal pneumonia. I see the commercial for it, and I'm
right.
Like, it scares the hell out of me a little bit. And then I get this story, and it scares me even more, you know. And
of all the things, you know, I'm a hypochondriac. I think you probably are too. Like, I'm always worried that I got something wrong with me. And poor Lowe's, he was the healthiest guy I know, and also the nicest guy. Like, when I remember being at his funeral at St. Joseph Fullerton, and like between the kids being involved in sports, being involved in school, between both he and Cynthia, very much involved in everything. you know, there was just a crazy outpouring. I mean, and they were able to bottle that energy up.
Well, they
up.
Came last night like a pack to Pizza John's, and they were off camera when I was doing another segment. And, was, and they were wine, pizza, cheesesteaks, doing all that up. And I'm like, you're here for me? And they were all dressed the same.
Yep.
And then they wanted 10 microphones, and I said, I got three. you know, you have to put a committee together here. But what I realized, and I didn't even say this in the segment, but what I realized was that she had never done anything publicly like doing my show. And now that I'm on the last day, and I know you're nervous, Bill, but everybody gets nervous coming on this show when they don't do this. And she had really never been on a in a, and that's why she brought everybody, I think, was to give her some encouragement.
Get some cushion,
and I
yeah.
think that's like the whole purpose of all of it, is this woman lost her husband and everybody surrounding her with love. And not only that, they're doing, they've $75,000, they're doing stuff like that. And you were the one that sent this over to me. So I guess that's my seed of the tens of thousands of you that follow me, that they say don't follow me. When you put those things up, I bring people out and make it happen. I've had people reach me this week, is it too late? I'm on the radio next week and a week after that, right.
Sure, sure.
I hope Cole's going right. to sponsor me. I'm trying to get Blondell Miller Schuler back. I'm working on it right now. Mark, where are you? But literally, the sponsorship and the reason you, I think you support me, it's not because I hated Trump then or now, or I liked the Orioles then or now, or I write books. I think you see this as a community asset, and so do I. And that's, and it's a credit to Chad Steele to have thrown me out, to put me back here to do this work. Really.
Well, good
I
work.
Mean that.
Community asset. I can get down with that.
It's an FCC
I thought
license.
It was all about your good looks, but you know, like community assets, I'm down with
community
that.
Ass? Right. Community ass? Community assets?
Yeah, something like that, right?
So what's on your mind, guys? Sports, charity, theater, what are we doing? What's you're coaching hoops, right? Is that
yeah,
your thing?
Yeah, we
right?
got
you're
last,
parenting.
Last regular season game today, and then if we handle our business, we'll be the one seed going into the playoffs.
Coaching the ladies.
And yeah, I mean, we're next Saturday, the 14th, Howard Community College. They have Class A, Class B, and Class C, all the groups, championship games down there. It's a good time. It's fun.
Can I get heavy with you?
Sure.
Can I get heavy with you?
Get heavy, baby.
Legal background,
oh,
you know,
gosh.
125
Yeah, I got my lawyer
years.
Here, so let's go.
I like that. I might need that. How old are the girls you coach? I won't call them women. They're girls.
Yeah,
how old are they?
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, I guess.
I've done a segment every day this week, not just on social media about the Epstein files, and I've done that too. But as it relates, I've done three segments on women getting beaten this week and what happens when that happens. And where do they go? Where do they find shelter? Where do they find a home? If they're not the breadwinner in the family, what happens after the cops come and they go to the hospital and they go back to the house? Like, I've done all of that yeah. about women. And then I think of this creep running the country right now. And I think about every minute on my Facebook, there's another legitimate email from this group of billionaires and protected people, kings, sultans, presidents, former presidents, all the way, Democrat, Republican, black, white, Jewish, not Muslim, Arab, name anything you want. Everybody was involved in this thing. And it all had to do with 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old girls. Same girls as you coach. Same girls that would grow up to be maybe battered, maybe in a bad, maybe run the world in some cases. I just, we're not listening to women, man. Like, we're not. Like, we're listening to women, this creep wouldn't be running the country to start with, and it would be way over with right now. And two women have now lost, you know, in succession to him, and we ran a basically a cadaver white man to win. I don't recognize us. And when you are coaching these young ladies, and by the way, I cut my teeth being the guy asking you questions. Bobby Nick, you remember Bobby
yeah,
Nick?
Yeah, sure, sure. Yep.
Reason I knew Bobby Nick was he was a Wild Lake basketball coach. That came up on the show this week, too.
Nice.
Because somebody was a student at Wild Lake, yeah. who's a guest on the show because it's Baltimore. And I met Bobby Nick coaching high school girls. I was a high school guy. I was 19 at the time. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So I didn't have a daughter. I have a wife. I love women. Everybody knows me knows I love women. I cannot believe this is going on. Is what do your 14-year-old girls think of this? Are they even pay attention to it? They've heard of the Epstein files. They know who Donald Trump is.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They have
the
internet.
Sure, yeah. So, like, real world, like, and I've been coaching my daughters since they were, like, seven, right? So, when they're seven, it's a lot easier, right? And I coached boys before that, so had to learn that. I definitely made them cry like that, like not intentionally, but
you're
like
fired.
It happens. Girls are so hard on themselves. They have unbelievably really mean things to tell themselves. Like their self-talk, like that's like the first thing that we start working on is like boys dribble down the court, chuck a bad shot up, it's an air ball. Like, that isn't even hanging in their brains for half a second. They're just like,
give me the ball.
Right, yeah, they'll fire it up right? They know they do not hesitate. Girls, if they shoot and it's an air ball, they're the weaker-minded ones.
Might not play again.
Will not shoot the rest of the game.
Right.
Right? Like, we have to get over that hump in November. Like, stop telling yourself you're terrible. It is sometimes, because you hear them, right? They're coming off the court and they're going to the bench. I sit all the way at the far end of the bench. Like, our head coach.
They're not yelling, you suck, to the other girls. They're yelling, I suck, to themselves.
To themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched a poor girl that you coached against foul somebody at midcourt and walk off and cry. I was at that game, you know.
Right.
And it's terrible because we are taught confidence in ways that women aren't, right? Like, I'm all for burning down the patriarchy. Let's do it, whatever. But
it's because you have a wife. It's because you have women in your
daughter.
Life. You have a daughter.
You know,
you have
a mom.
You have a daughter. You mean, come on, man.
But I'm fundamentally with
you. I'm fighting for your daughter.
If we let the women.
Even if you live in Harford County, you vote the wrong way. I mean, literally. I don't know what to say.
No, I understand 100%.
I don't know how that can't be universal.
I mean,
I don't know how pedophilia cannot be investigated.
But
like, I just can't believe it.
For every example you can give about what a bad place we are in, and of course Epstein, and of course the
we're in a place that I couldn't have fathomed.
But we're
that I just couldn't. When I met you guys 20 years ago, I could not. When you're running for office and trying to get votes from people, the notion that, you know, Al Franken could have a picture like this that's clearly a joke and have his career taken away, and this is where we are. I can't fathom
it. I just
it.
Want you to be able to also look for the ways that we are doing better. And the proliferation of girls' sports is one of them. Like, we also live in a place where
These people are trying to take away their right to vote, for crying out loud.
Last Friday night, we played at the CQ Arena in front of 2,000?
A couple thousand people.
Yeah, 2,000
people. And a girl
people.
Throws an air ball, tell me they don't yell air ball at her.
No, they do
with the boys, though.
But they do.
Yell at the girls, too?
Sure.
The girls from Mercy are in real sports.
It wasn't like that when Andy and Mercy got together in 88 with Rosemary Casora.
It's real sports.
And it's awesome.
It's real sports.
Because they've been watching these WNBA girls slug each other and, you know.
It's a development, right? The boys in the audience, the boys watching the game are engaged in ways that we probably weren't about girls' sports 30 years ago.
The number of people that I get out to that game, and at the end they're like, that was so fun, and I had no idea. Like, I would have never went to a girls' high school basketball game. Like, where
I
is that on the list?
I did a lot of Mercy IND games in my day. It was a big deal.
It's fun.
It's awesome.
It's fun. So people are figuring that out. Look, I want to come back to what you said. Like, how much do they pay attention to? So, I don't really know. That is one of the things that's sort of bothering me right now, is that there's a portion of the universe, right? If you go into like Wall Street or the banks and you start reading like what's 26 going to be and what kind of market and like what economic, you know, and it's all green light. It's all positive. It's like, this is going to be a great 2026. Then you go into like the social stratosphere, I guess, and it's more like the things you're saying. Like, this is chaos. This is terrible. You know, look at what ISIS is doing.
We're the most untrusted country in the world. The man who saved my wife's life has his government telling him to not come here. And 71% of German people think we are now the enemy.
Right. So what I can't...
That happened quick.
What I can't figure out is... So if you... Let's...
Because we're allowing our leader to be an open pedophile. We're allowing that to happen.
If I operate,
we're protecting that.
If I operate from the standpoint that both of those concepts are true, right? That we have political chaos, fire on fire, and I have the underpinnings of a healthy economy, growing economy, right? AI's breathing all this efficiency into stuff and blah, blah, blah. We're not getting rid of the people. We're making the people better and all that stuff. So those two exist at the same time. I'm looking for historical references where you can look to. Because I don't know that those two, if you have political chaos, it should inherently make it hard to do economic, you know, business.
I'd like to think the minute this guy's gone, things will get infinitely better for everyone who has my skin color and not yours.
But
I also know the pushback of what happened down on the steps of January 6th that didn't really happen, that wasn't really violent, that all of the talking points in that case, and not to mention the fact of cooking the election, I know you've counted a lot of ballots in your day, Todd.
I just want to try and land this one thing that I'm
Go
trying
ahead.
To
yes,
say.
Land it.
You bring it. That.
So, stick it. The Olympics are next week.
So we've got these two competing things, right? My sense of
apple juice
of this local community is depending on how you spend your time, what you read is the only thing that is currently affecting your mental health, right? Like if you're watching political information all the time and your Facebook feed is
feeding you political... My mental health is I have a passport and I was going to go to South America until this creep started bombing my family's country and I don't feel safe walking around South America with an American passport. How about that?
All of South America? Because I have people that go to Costa Rica all the time and they have
a blast.
That's
not South America. That's Central America, but that's okay.
It's pretty close.
I'm just saying, with the political upheaval.
So was the hurricane in Alabama, too. You know what I mean? But, yeah.
You can't. We were inevitable to this collision. And what is happening now is a reckoning. And you talk about the 16-year-olds and the 17-year-olds walking around. They're walking out of their schools in Baltimore County to protest the ICE brutality, right? What we have.
I ain't gotten to that.
What we have is an engaged group of young people that we didn't have 10 years ago, 20 years ago. We had a lot of apathy in this country.
I think engaged is a dangerous word to use.
How so?
Well, engaged is this concept of maybe meeting in the middle. Like, I'm as interested as you are in giving me the info. I'm concerned that most of our young people don't actually have the choice to engage because they are fed... And the algorithms and the stream and the scroll.
100%.
So they are no longer like openly wanting to engage. They're just like eating and eating and eating, and people just keep feeding.
Yeah, but they're taking to the streets in ways that they didn't do earlier, right? In other words, the government's oppression has galvanized people. It's radicalized people. It's radicalized the whole
middle. Minneapolis is, you know, was targeted clearly.
Of course.
Yeah, and
the whole operation was about proving intimidation, right, for future use. And they did that, but they didn't count on the counter-reaction. And the counter-reaction is people are pissed off. Young people are pissed off. And I say engage. I mean they're
like my dad
things.
Was when he stood in a soup line and Herbert Hoover was lying to him.
My
dad was 10 years old and starved. I'm doing a cup of Super Bowl this week to honor him
in
that way for the Maryland Food Bank and for anyone else. Pantries, I'm going to have Student Support Network here in a little bit. So I
watched the people, the kids of Eastern High School walk out. I watched them walk up and down Eastern Avenue with their flags and their signs. We didn't have that 10 years ago, right? And it is a reaction to this.
Well, Dundalk was doing
guy.
The walkout today, and sure. They let the kids out of school early.
And so is Delaney. There's a all dozen right. walkouts all over the
well, I,
all over
I,
the county.
I'm all in. Bill Cole's here. Todd Schuller's here. Blondell Miller Schuller, Cole Roofing, our friends, our sponsors and partners. We're doing a cup of Super Bowl. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Have candy cane cash. By the way, you guys get lucky. There's like a Loverboy song. Get lucky. I got to give you a hard time, Todd, because your brother was there last night. He was very disappointed, though, that I didn't know yet. And you guys look kind of alike when you have the beards going on. You have similar talking points but different countenance. And he said to me, in total company with all these people, he said, I'm the black sheep of the family. I'm like, you're a Republican?
No.
No, that's what he, and they all went, no, not that. And I thought, well, that's encouraging to see people from Calvert Hall who aren't Republicans. I thought that was great. So I would like, I love that. That he was offended. That he was offended.
Right, he did just.
Did he? You know, that was
a shot at the whole hall.
That was a very broad.
They all agreed that you're okay and they can live with your brother, but Bud was the good one.
Bud was the good one. He was a wholesome dude, not too out of line. Brooks is crazy. I don't know. I don't. He leaves a wake in his path. So when I get to somewhere where he was hanging out last night, stories, the chaos, like, that guy's your brother. What the heck? You know, like, I thought I was kind of
I would have stayed later at Pizza John's. I would have made that yoga class if I'd have known all that.
That Jason Lowe's Foundation throws down. That's the other thing about them is they're not just going out there and doing good. They are. But they're having a really good time doing it, right? The vibes are outstanding with that crew.
All right, let me play bottom feeder here for a moment with two of my favorite small business owners here. Essex, all over the area, DUI, injury, corporate roof space, solar, all of that. Y'all got rich the last 2 weeks, didn't you, huh? People falling on ice, breaking bones, busting their ass, getting in car accidents, the plows screwing them up, and then you. Tell this guy here. The ice comes and it lays, and then the moisture happens, and then the thing grows, and then the hole happens, and then you need a new roof. Basically, bad weather helps you cats. You're like Home Depot.
In a weird way, I think, I mean, the amount of people that have fallen on this ice is terrifying.
It's chaos.
The phone calls
that
I'm getting, and they're not easy falls either.
Dude, I live in the woods, and this is the saddest thing ever. I'm seeing animals that are lame because they hurt themselves.
Wow.
I've seen a fox with one hand up, deer in the backyard, one hand up, because they can't navigate the ice.
Do you go out there
my wife does.
Little field dressing?
No, my wife gets born the whole deal. And the fox,
I know he's not going out and, like, just ending them.
We try to get the fox to get the peanuts, but the Blue Jays get to it first and the squirrels, so we don't know about the fox.
Yeah.
I'm literally, this has been a treacherous couple of weeks. You can't get on roofs, right?
Yeah, I would say us, it's you know, sure, maybe it's damaging things. And
you find that in April.
Right, and that leads to stuff down the
next
road.
Next week when
our problem is, and it's been a long time since I can remember when we got, I mean, we would get 15, 18 inches.
And it would go away.
But it would be 45 degrees 2 days later,
and
it's gone.
Yeah, this stuff's going to be here till May.
This has been very hard. We have not done very much work in a while.
I've been looking out my own window for a week and not doing much and digging out. I had a funeral last week. We lost Curio founder. And I went to Michael's funeral in a Uber. And I've just been home. You know what I mean? Just been trying to, like, mellow out. We had enough milk and food and all that. And I drove downtown Monday to do the first day of Cup of Super Bowl. It was like the first time I, like, drove around. And I came down 83, and it's just white, and I'm looking around. It's great, gray and white. Get to the bottom, and I pulled up to UB, and I took the corner there at Maryland Avenue, and I'm at the red light in front of the Lyric, and the snow was piled 15 feet high. And then I made the left down Maryland Avenue, and it looked like a polar bear war zone. It was like these giant ice blocks of it literally looked like a where polar bears
the
live.
The blind spots,
and it's
two lanes
not going
turning
away.
Into one.
Yeah,
it
really is. Like, the public service announcement is like, come on, please just slow
melt,
down.
Damn it, melt.
Well, sure, melt, but just slow. Everybody slow down. Down. Like,
slow down when you're walking.
Call my wife.
I'm on 695. Like, put the phones down and slow down. Like, I'm on 695. I literally, in a 3-minute span, the guy in the slow lane rides up the snow and then just keeps going. It had to destroy his car.
Four-wheel drive also. The other guy. It makes your testicles 20 times bigger than they ought to be.
Well, just.
Because I, you know, don't run me over.
Is that what's doing that? I thought I had, like, an infection or something.
It's your pickup truck is what it is. Probably.
Old age.
Slow down. Look, it's a bit of a, it's the roads for a long time now have been a bit of, like, just insane. Since the bridge went down, right?
Yeah.
And, like, COVID and all that, like...
I pulled up on a pickup really truck hard. on Joppa Road the other day. Had a Penn State logo on the back and a giant Confederate flag. So I saw the Confederate flag on the back of the truck, and I'm like, I wonder what it says. And I pull up, and it says, "My heroes wore gray."
Beautiful.
And I'm thinking to myself, you don't even like America.
Right.
But he was driving like a maniac. And he cut me off. You know, it's like one of those things. And I'm like, is that a Confederate? And I sped up a little bit to the red light, and I'm like, come on, dude.
Right.
Don't run me over. Hey, wide-ass truck.
Like, maybe as part of the consequence penalty system for, like, vehicle
I think he thought he was
problems.
Driving in the South.
You have to ride. You have to ride with my 15-year-old as she's learning how to drive.
Yeah, that
when does this
be.
Happen? Like if, when does this happen?
Like if that was the penalty for people, like he,
look,
this is
last time
these
we got
people
together,
are out
had cars
there, guys.
That drive themselves, and right. and it you guys lost your minds.
Yeah,
you lost your minds about the Waymo thing.
Yeah,
still never getting in one.
Maybe I don't know. We'll worry
I saw
about that
one
later.
In Baltimore like not too long ago, like earlier this week.
You have them here now?
Yeah, they're coming. Yeah. I think this was like a beta test. Like, I've only seen one, but yeah. It's coming. Yep.
I'll take it tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good for just any old Uber will do for me, you know?
So you're going to trust somebody you don't know.
Whatever.
Versus all the science and technology that's ever been acquired.
Spotify alone. The Spotify algorithms are crappy enough for me to know that the robots aren't winning yet.
I haven't joined Spotify yet.
Got to do Spotify. Send you a playlist.
Nah. I got my iPad. Nah. I got my iPod. I'm
Apple. Apple Music.
Todd Schuller's here. Blondell Miller Schuller. Bill Cole's here. All right. So plug your businesses. Tell everybody what you do.
Personal injury lawyer, Eastern Avenue. Blondell Miller Schuller. We've been there for 50 years as a business. Obviously, I haven't been there the whole time. But
full disclosure. Your partner, Mark Miller, has been my friend since childhood.
Yeah.
I've known Mark since 1979. Mark and I flew to California together and spent 10 days him dribbling a basketball everywhere from San Diego to San Francisco. Do you know this story?
I do. I've heard him tell it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's how far back. Well, that was 41 years ago.
That's wild.
And he helps people every day. And you help people every day when bad-ish happens to them. And they don't know who to turn to. They call you.
That's right.
And you can be trusted.
Or they go
more than
right
Bill Belichick. Ha ha! There you go. I got into that today about whether Terrell Suggs is worthy of an honor. Spray your wife with bleach. Pull a gun on somebody at a Starbucks. You're not worthy of my honor. So if I had a vote, I just wouldn't vote for that. He says that's not the criteria. I'm like, well, that's my criteria to honor anybody. So I wouldn't be a very good voter.
Me. I agree with the character issues. I'm all right with Belichick getting snubbed. This guy's a weirdo. Talk about young girls.
Cheating, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, these insurance companies, they're not there to be your friend. You always tell me that.
I said they're a casino. It's the same concept. They have the algorithms, and they've had them for decades. They are going to take in more in premiums than they are going to pay out every single time. And all they do is when you watch your Super Bowl and you see your Super Bowl commercials, half of them are for insurance companies because the only way to make more money is to have more market share. That's it. There's no squeezing the system in any other way. They just need Aaron Rodgers.
Are you kicking their asses the way you
every
should be?
Day,
all
right, man, every
good.
Day.
Blondell Miller Schuller, damn good lawyer. And you want to sell solar now or you want to talk about what do you want to do?
I don't know. I mean, I think more important right now, I mean, look, roofs go bad and you need to get new ones.
I need one. I need
solar. I mean, we're going to keep doing it no matter what government programs they kill or legislation they pass. Like, it doesn't really matter. We need more electricity. Like, everybody sees their bills. It's all going up. Like, it's out of control. You know, data centers, all that good stuff. So I think more is just landing this idea that, and, you know, I give you a lot of credit for taking a week and just trying to pull all these nonprofits together and shine some light on some good stuff that's going on. I kind of feel like if we would talk about that more, like, I think the more you talk and are angry, I know why you say the things you say about the government and Trump and all that. I just feel like if would it work to just completely ignore it all?
No.
See,
that's dumb.
But
I don't have enough time to tell you how dumb that is. I'm gonna have to have three beers about that.
There is literally no amount of energy.
I had somebody this week tell me to stop.
Speaking of, I'm just about ready. So
there's literally no amount of energy that you can expend where you are going to impact
it's
or change
important.
Anything that
it's
they
important.
Do.
Yes, there is.
No way, man.
Alex Pretty
is a perfect example of expending energy in a way that's going to bring about fundamental change.
I don't have a problem with you.
I'm with Schuller.
Work.
That's it.
Okay.
I'm not,
I don't have a problem with you doing work at the congressional and even Senate level. Like reaching out to those and trying to help.
You know what I'm using right now?
Understand.
I'm using my free speech. And you know what? It's not free. It's cost me a lot of money to speak my mind. A lot of money to speak my mind.
I'm trying to understand that when all we do is tell everyone how bad everything is.
No. I'm Baltimore positive, dude. I'm here all week telling good stories. Do you know what Student Sport Network is?
I do. You want to know how?
Go ahead. Tell me how.
I have a neighbor who's a student who was a Student Support Network board member.
Okay.
And we have our
Pete is.
We have our Preakness party every year.
This is the one with the crawfish?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Student Support Network.
I may or may not have attended one of these.
Identifies Baltimore County students.
I was eating crabs at Carson.
Who are on the free lunch program or whatever, and then they basically have a free store where they can go get.
It's a pantry, yeah.
They can get the stuff that not school supplies, but school supplies
food.
In addition to things that can help. So every year, for the past maybe 4 or 5 years. My Preakness party, everybody brings a couple bucks and some supplies.
And we give it to them.
And Jess does a big delivery.
It's your benefactor right here, Schuller.
One of my absolute favorite charities that there is.
Didn't even go to public schools like me. Sweating it out in Dundalk the hard way, you know? All right. I love you both.
Thanks for having
me. I'm pissed at you.
He's all right.
You don't even let us have the debate. You just shut me down. You didn't want to debate it.
You told me that being quiet is more effective. What the hell is that?
You can talk about all the good stuff.
Mester's never going to be quiet.
You can talk about all the good stuff. I want you to keep talking about all the good stuff.
I'm talking about the good stuff, and I'm not going to ignore the bad stuff. Like pedophiles running the country. It's unacceptable to me.
It is unacceptable.
It's unacceptable to me.
I understand. Okay. Yeah.
I'm glad you understand. You understand, but there is no effing but.
I'm looking for solutions.
The noise keeps
talking about
being
solutions. Just get your ass down to DC and pull his ass out by whatever you have to pull it out by.
I fundamentally understand that, like, you can't ignore it, right? Like, you can't allow
pull
it to
him
be
out
normalized.
By his piggy,
I got you there.
That's it.
I think we are causing irreparable harm to our young people.
They're over in Dundalk pulling people that, like, if I went over to the Home Depot in Dundalk right now, I'd be a target to be pulled out and thrown by my hair.
Let him finish real quick.
Come on, man.
It's okay.
This is going on here. It's unacceptable.
I know, Ness. Trust me. I know. Trust me.
Well, I'm not going to look the other way.
I know.
And people looking the other way is a problem. And I'm not going to encourage that.
I have never seen
I'm going good trouble.
I have never seen
good trouble.
I have never seen looking change anything.
Looking.
Yeah. You said, I'm not going to look the other way. You can look straight at it. You can look the other way. You can talk all you want.
I've never seen a problem get fixed by not focusing on it.
Right. But we're not giving anyone solutions. We're not giving anyone alternatives.
Don't vote for these creeps. You know, the solution is to go in and impeach the MF-er. That's the solution. That's...
Put the women in charge,
dude. Give him conjunction.
Okay.
You went to school for this.
You can say
all
of
that. Had a history teacher on you.
Like,
give him a civics lesson. Where'd you go to school?
Calvert Hall.
We got to do better at Calvert Hall with social studies. I'm telling you right now, we got to do better. Constitution. Can we go retake that? Manifest Destiny.
Bill of Rights. Something you want not talk about. Tell me something you want to do that will cause change or action.
What I
want to
do.
In the direction you want.
What I want to do. What I'm going to do.
Joe's
time's a hook.
Time's a hook.
You got horses to bet. Did you get your form?
I got tomorrow's form.
Tell everybody why you love the ponies so much. You love the ponies.
I love the ponies because I love Preakness, and it was a cool tradition when I was a kid to go out there. And ever since, I pay attention to horses when they run because, especially this time of year. This time of year, we have the stakes races
going on. Things are warming up.
Yeah, and these are the ones that are going to feed your Kentucky Derby. So I like to get my racing form every
Saturday. You know
what
Saturday. I'd like? I'd like the people in Maryland to stop lying to me about the racing and what we're doing with Preakness. I'd like to get a plan and have a plan and go. And let's have a plan. As I said, you're going to keep
it. Focus on it, baby. Focus.
Every year I come together. Every year there's some new BS. Every year we're going to do this. Every year. I've been on here. How many years have I been in here? 34 years? Every year we're going to make the pre. And now we're at the point where the Derby winner doesn't come anymore.
Well, we need to push Preakness back a week or two.
All right, call Belmont about that. All right.
Yeah, wow.
Todd Schuller is here. He's running the ponies. Bill Cole and I have ended our relationship for at least an hour. Monday morning, we'll be back at it again. Be back at it Monday. Well, next time Luke sends a text. You've disappointed me, son.
You didn't give me a chance to not disappoint you. Right?
You're done. He's just done. We're done.
Sorry.
We're done. It's all good.
Joe said we're ready for another beer.
We'll pick it up. It's fine.
All right. I wish I were just being performative, but, you know. Give me a hug. Give me a hug.
It's all good, man.
We're good.
That's a big deal.
I'm Nestor. We're WNST. I'm not making up with you.
He doesn't hug anybody.
You're still wrong.
Doesn't hug anybody.
Back for more at Costa.